Today is the Feast of Saints Philip and James. Our reading is from the 14th chapter of John's Gospel. Jesus said to Thomas, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "I have been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. You might ask why it is that we celebrate the feasts of Saint Philip and James together. Well, it seems that the Church likes to celebrate the apostles in pairs. We celebrate Peter and Paul together on June 29th, and Simon and Jude on October 28th. But why Philip and James? Peter and Paul, after all, were the first great martyrs of the Roman Church. Both are believed to have been killed in witness to the faith in Rome. And Simon and Jude are listed together in each of the list of the apostles in the New Testament. But Philip and James? Philip is more associated with Bartholomew or Matthew or Nathaniel, or in today's gospel with Thomas. And James in the list of the apostles is associated with Jude or Thaddeus. How did we come to celebrate them together? The question is even more puzzling because, at least in John's Gospel, Philip is quite a prominent person. He is called by Jesus. He's from the same town as Peter and Andrew. And he immediately goes out and calls Nathanael. And when Jesus is faced with a large crowd and wants to provide food for them, he turns to Philip to ask where to buy bread. When Gentiles want to approach Jesus, they approach Philip, who then goes to Andrew and gains access to Jesus. And today, in today's gospel, it is Philip who asks that Jesus show them the Father. On the other hand, we know very little at all about James, the James that we celebrate today, James the Lesser, the son of Alphaeus, who appears in each of the lists of the apostles. He's not mentioned anywhere else, so there are other Jameses, but it doesn't seem that it's this same James. There are some who say that the two, Philip and James, did labor together in the same part of the world after Jesus' resurrection and ascension. But the real reason that they're celebrated together seems to be that Their remains were brought to Rome and installed in the Church of the Holy Apostles on the same date, and there they are venerated together. Well, all this doesn't give us much to think about or to meditate upon on the feast, so let's turn to the gospel itself. An amazing word. You will also do the same works that I do, and in fact, do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. This gives us the hope that Jesus' work did not end when he ascended to the Father. Rather, it is to keep on, and not just the preaching, but the wonders as well. And so the church, in memory of these apostles, continues to work its wonders in the world. Wonders like those of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Wonders of Catholic Charities. Wonders of preaching the gospel in the midst of conflict, division. The church is not something of the past. It is something of the present, and we celebrate the apostles because they remind us that they, like we, were imperfect men, men without any special qualifications that we know of, but men through whom Jesus promised to continue his mission. The feast of these apostles encourages us to continue going. Jesus shows a little bit of exasperation with Philip's question, and he might well be exasperated with us at times. But still, the promise of the church keeps going. The mission of Jesus keeps going. We need constantly to remember that if we ask anything in Jesus' name, Jesus will do it.